You're listening to Minimalish, a podcast where we talk about simplifying our stuff, our lives, our motherhood, all in a realistic way so that we can make room for what matters. We're not here for perfectly tidy homes or seeing how much we can possibly declutter. We're here for living with less. Realistically, it's going to look different for all of us, but we're not really focused on how our version of minimalism looks anyways. We're focused on how it feels. I'm your host, Desiree. I'm a mom to two and on my own journey of living with a little less clutter so I can have more space for an intentional life. I'm no expert, and I like to think of this as a corner of the internet where we're learning and growing together. So let's walk towards a more simple and intentional life. Here's this week's episode. Welcome back to Minimalish. I am bringing you a somewhat unedited episode today because I want to get an episode out. I wanted to talk about this. I wanted to bring you this kind of summary recap episode, but it is Thanksgiving week and it has been a crazy week over here. So I'm just going to bring you something a little more raw than usual. Give me some grace for that. Let's dive in. Today is kind of a recap, kind of a summary of all of the holiday things that we've talked about over the past several weeks. And what I mean by that is we're not talking about the same exact things, but I'm kind of bringing some concepts from those episodes, whether they were the solo episodes or the guest episodes, and I am bringing them to you in the form of somewhat of a reflection on how we can make this an intentional holiday season. So today's goal is to reflect on some things so that we have some ideas for what we really want to make sure this holiday season is about for us and for our family. So while you might be listening to this like in your car or while you're cleaning or prepping for Thanksgiving or avoiding the Black Friday madness, I hope you will also just find a good time later to come back to this episode and grab a pen and paper when you can and actually journal out these things and figure out, you know, what would make an intentional holiday season for you. If we go into this season without taking this time to reflect on what matters to us, without getting our minds straight, without a bit of a plan, it could go extremely well. Maybe we are in our groove in the holidays. Like, we know what we're doing. We are used to this. We do similar things every year. We are on top of the traditions that we love. We make time for the things that we and our families love. We don't need a reflection or plan. That might be you. But I know for me, if I don't plan, if I don't sit down and get quiet and really think about what I want this season to look like, I'm going to struggle because this season has gotten away from me in the past, and I don't like that because I love this season. I just want to savor it, and I want to make sure to do the things that I love, not in a way that's overwhelming where I'm just like trying to shove in all the good stuff and then I end up exhausted. I want it to be like slow, simple holidays, and that doesn't happen without some sort of reflection and plan for me. It's not easy to have slow and simple holidays when you live in a place where the holidays are overly commercialized and there are a million different events you can attend and consumerism is out to get you, right? That is what the holiday season can feel like, especially in the US and I know in other countries as well. So let's just get started with setting up our why for an intentional holiday season. We always like to start with a why. Starting with a why is so important in whatever it is that you want to get intentional about. Why does an intentional holiday season matter? What matters to you this holiday season? Another question that I love to think about during this time of year is, what do you want the holidays to feel like? So sit with that question for a minute. Envision it. What would be ideal? What would be realistic and ideal? So the action step here is to really reflect on this on your own. Write it down. What would you want the holidays to feel like? What matters to you about the holiday season? And we've talked about this through the past few episodes. We've already mentioned this idea, so now is the time, if you haven't reflected on it already, to really write it down. So the next thing we're going to dive into is planning. In my episode with Tashina last week, we talked about how, you know, planning everything out isn't always necessary. It might feel a little overambitious. It might feel overwhelming to try to plan out every free moment of the holiday season with some kind of tradition or craft or festive food. But there are things that we can plan in a more grace-filled, low-pressure way that can help us make the holidays more intentional. So, of course, take any of these or leave them if they're helpful to you or not. But I do think that, one, gifts are something that we can be planning and putting some thought into. I did do a whole episode on gifts and how we can approach gifts in a minimal-ish and intentional way. So I'm going to refer you back to that episode if gifts are something that you still need to plan out. But if you're planning on secondhand gifts, if you want to be intentional in sticking to your budget, this is something to really be thinking about, to really reflect on and plan out. And again, my gifts episode is a great one to help you do that. So I will link that in the show notes. Another thing you might want to plan out are traditions that you and your family love. Now, this doesn't have to be like a rigid plan where you, again, fill up your calendar with every single little tradition, but more so just list it out. What traditions do you love? And pencil them in. Doesn't mean they have to get done. It's a good way to make sure you do the things you enjoy the most, as long as the season allows it, because we all know that things don't go as planned sometimes this time of year. Things get crazy, and that's okay. This is just a way to reflect on the things that we do love doing and hopefully get those on the calendar as best we can. So you can reflect on the traditions that you love, and you also could make this a discussion at your next family meal together, you know, over dinner. Just talk about what traditions that you all love and choose a few things from the list that you come up with. And remember that you get input too. As the mom, we neglect ourselves this time of year. We try to make it magical for everyone around us, and we forget to do that for ourselves. We deserve special holidays too. So remember that you are part of that and you get to decide to do traditions that you love as well. On the other hand, you can also plan to let go of some traditions that maybe you don't love or take way too much effort or stress you and your family out from year to year. That's just something to think about, because nobody needs added stress of an obligation that really doesn't need to be an obligation at this time of year. Another reflection that I like to do in kind of different seasons throughout the year, whether that is like back to school season, I'm pretty sure that we talked about this during that season, or summer, at the start of summer, and that is a yes and no list. So we are talking about a yes and no list again here. Maybe a yes and no list could be helpful to you in having more intentional holidays this year. What can you say yes to make your holidays feel the way you want them to feel? What can you say yes to focus on what matters most this holiday season? And on the flip side, what's on your no list? What are you going to say no to? Maybe something you always feel like you have to say yes to. Maybe on this no list is some of those traditions that we just talked about that you are more than ready to let go of. A yes and no list is just a great way to reflect on what you love, what does matter, what you want more of, and what you need less of. So the next thing that we're going to reflect on is how we can simplify our holidays, because simplifying often helps us get more intentional, because it gives us more time and space to be intentional and to think about the things that matter most to us. So what does simplifying and decluttering look like when it comes to this season? Well, first of all, you could write out a holiday decluttering list for yourself right now, because the holiday season is a great time to do a little bit of decluttering, not necessarily declutter your whole home, but do a little bit of targeted decluttering if you are able to make some pockets of time to do so. And that targeted decluttering would look like letting go of some things in the spaces where you know that you're going to be bringing things in. So very obviously, like the kids' toys, maybe kids' clothing, kids' stuff in general. It doesn't have to stop there, but that's probably where you're going to want to put most of your efforts if you are going to do some holiday decluttering. If you bake and cook a lot during the season, you also might want to do a little declutter to your kitchen if you feel like you need some more space there. Simplifying our space is always going to make us feel a little more peaceful. And if we are decorating our homes, we are adding visual things to our space. So it can be nice to kind of balance that out by taking some visual clutter away from our space. So a little action step here is to take a look at your calendar and see where you can plan in a little bit of decluttering time. Maybe it's like 15 minutes a day for the next week or an hour a day next weekend. Just putting a little bit of time into decluttering at this time of year can go a long way. As you know, we do not stop at physical decluttering on this show. We go much deeper into simplifying. So another way to simplify during this season, let's talk about the traditions that you brainstormed earlier in this episode. Take the pressure off. It doesn't need to be about how much you can use in. We already talked about this last week. We already said that in this episode, but I want to mention it again because I just think that this time of year we put so much pressure on ourselves, especially the moms, and I'm sure many of the dads out there too are very serious about making this time of year special for our kids. But we put so much pressure on ourselves to do as much as we can, to squeeze so much into this season, whether that is like so much stuff and giving our kids everything they could ever want and or so many activities, maybe way more than we can really handle. Your kids are going to have the best holiday season if it is one where their parents are less stressed out. So don't push yourself to do it all. I am preaching to myself here, but I just think we all need this message. Like, it's going to be okay if you do your best to just enjoy this season with your family rather than push yourself to be everything to everyone and do it all and stretch and stress your budget just to make the season magical. So what I'm trying to say is do less, simplify that traditions list, really narrow it down to the things that matter most and the things that are going to be most impactful in making this season intentional for you and your family.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What I really loved about last week's episode is Tashina gave us lots of encouragement at the end to really think about what's realistic for us when it comes to the holiday season. So I encourage you, if you haven't listened to that episode already, listen to the whole thing and really soak in those ending encouragements, because our kids will enjoy simple traditions with a less stressed family more than the alternative of trying to do it all with a stressed out family. So the last thing I want to reflect on when it comes to intentional holidays and how to have a holiday season that we love starts with an encouragement. And that encouragement is that you deserve to have joyful and magical holidays too. I know that a huge part of that magic is seeing the magic of it through our kids' eyes and enjoying this season with our kids. But we also need to take care of ourselves in a season where we might be putting more pressure on ourselves than the rest of the year. And there are things about this season that we have loved all of our lives, right? And that are special to us and important to us. So how do we make those things happen? I first want to encourage you to reflect on how you can take care of yourself in this season. Something that you would enjoy that would really recharge you in this season. And that's just one example. Like, what would recharge you? What would give you like one small way to take care of yourself during this season? And then I encourage you to really think about like some kind of way to add a little bit of festive to your days, especially if you are a fan of this season. I don't know, it can be small and seemingly silly, like a holiday mug that you love, or adding holiday flavors to your coffee, or a holiday treat of some sort that you enjoy regularly. I personally love a holiday mug. I love to have some kind of festive coffee, like peppermint mocha creamer that I can use every morning. I've currently been dairy-free for a really long time, thanks to Juna and breastfeeding, but I am looking forward to trying some oat milk-based peppermint mocha creamer for my coffee this season. I also really love the tradition, and it's also self-care for me, of doing an Advent devotional of some sort, just spending some time early in the morning to focus on the faith aspect of the holidays, which is just personally really important to me. I really am preaching to myself here too when I say we should enjoy what we love about this season. Our kids are going to love the season even more if we are enjoying it right along with them, instead of just putting such heavy pressure on ourselves to make it magical for everyone else but ourselves. So the action step here is to truly spend some time thinking about this. Try to set up some type of routine to come back to that involves the things you love, even if it is just having a festive treat of some sort each day. It doesn't even have to happen every single day. Whatever it is that you set for yourself, not every routine has to happen every single day to be beneficial and to be something that you regularly implement into your life. So what can you regularly, if not daily, just often implement into your holiday season to take care of yourself and make sure that you are enjoying the little things that you love about this season? I'm pretty sure I just said the self-care reflection was the last reflection, but I am going to add in one more. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, so it is the perfect time to talk about gratitude. I know that gratitude practices are probably like overly preached, but there is a reason. Gratitude is life-changing. There is science and studies to back up the fact that gratitude does so much good for us and makes us happier people. Maybe starting a gratitude practice or coming back to a gratitude practice that you've done in the past is a great way to make this holiday season a little more intentional. And it doesn't take a lot of effort. All it takes is to focus a few minutes of your day on what you're grateful for. Write down a few things that you're grateful for daily. So whether that looks like doing that in a journal or just writing it in a blank notebook, or even just, you know, closing your eyes at night and focusing on a few things you're grateful for in your head. It can also be a really great time of year to take this gratitude practice and expand it to our family. Maybe once a week at a family dinner, you talk about the things that you're grateful for. Or maybe you do some kind of grateful, thankfulness, whatever craft with your younger kids. The thankful turkey is a great way to do it. But, you know, Thanksgiving has pretty much come and gone at this point if you're listening to this episode, or it's like here in a day. So maybe you somehow implement this into whatever other holiday you celebrate this season. Because gratitude is obviously something that goes way beyond Thanksgiving. It is something we should be focusing on daily, or is at least very beneficial for us to be focusing on daily. Again, gratitude truly does make a difference in our brain. So I really do encourage you to have some sort of gratitude practice for yourself, whether that's morning or evening, whether saying it out loud in your head, writing it down, whatever. Gratitude can make us happier, more resilient, more focused on the things that actually matter. So get grateful and remember that we can start our days with gratitude and do our best to make the most of every day. We don't have to wait till the holiday season to have a gratitude practice, although we are there, so great time to start one. And just a quick plug, I am currently updating Simple Morning Lists. So if you had my first edition of Simple Morning Lists, it is like a gratitude journal, but more. There are 5 lists that we make each morning. One of them is a gratitude list, and you can find out what the other 4 are at simplemorninglists.com. What you'll see there is the first edition, which I created back in 2019. I am almost finished with the second edition, so stay tuned for pre-order. Stay tuned for the date that you can actually get your copy. I'm so excited to get this thing going. The new edition includes monthly lists, not only the daily morning lists. So I'm very excited about it. But anyways, that is one way that you can make your gratitude practice into a routine, is to have a gratitude journal like Simple Morning Lists. What I really hope that you do with this episode is just to think about even one small thing that would make this season more meaningful, more intentional, more aligned to what you and your family always hope that it would look like each year. It doesn't have to look perfect. Just one small step towards that vision of what you'd like this season to look like. Let's all acknowledge that this season can be hard, whether it's just the stress of it all or the pressure to make it magical for everyone else, or hard things tend to happen at this time of year. My family and I are dealing with just a weird, stressful situation ourselves right now, and we've also been dealing with this respiratory virus that is like really just affecting especially Gemma pretty roughly right now. Lots of our kids are getting sick this time of year. We might be experiencing other struggles, and this time of year tends to be hard on us in several different ways. So if we could just enjoy the little things that we love about this time of year and make a point to just slow down and make it about what matters, make it about being together, make it about what's fun for us. I don't know. I just think it's important for us to slow down and reflect on what those things are, so that we are just more likely and more able to implement those things into our season. Since it's the day before Thanksgiving, I do just want to take a minute of gratitude for you. You hang out with me here every week, or if you're new here, that's great too. I'm so grateful that you're here. So many of you share the show, you show up in my inbox on Instagram or my email inbox, and you encourage me and you let me know that the show is impactful to you. You also like say really funny things to me and make me laugh. And I don't know, it's just really fun that I get to connect with you all. And I feel like I have just friends on the internet. And it's, I don't know, maybe that sounds weird to some people, but I think it sounds amazing because I would have never expected that from Minimalish when I started it like 4 years ago, that this community that is just so beautiful would come from it. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your encouragements and your advice and the fact that you even take the time to share the show or review the show or just listen to the show in general. I am grateful for that. And I couldn't possibly begin to describe how grateful I am. I started Minimalish with just some hopes that some people might listen. And now I'm having 10,000 plus of you tuning in every week. That is beyond what I can comprehend. So thank you for being here. Thank you for letting me make this like very meaningful creative endeavor my work. I hope that you have the best holiday season this year with your family. And even if really hard things come up, I hope that you are able to make it, you know, a little bit more intentional, able to enjoy something that you love this year. And if you're not a super festive person, then I hope you're really happy that we're not going to talk about the holidays next week. Okay, that is all for today's episode. If you are in the US, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I will talk to you right back here again next week.
Hi there, I'm Rachel, and I'm the host of 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms, a podcast for women who want to love motherhood as much as they love their children. In each 30-minute episode, my guests and I give 3 actionable takeaways that will help you make your family life a little better each week. I'd love for you to give us a listen. Listen to 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.